Kensky McCormick knows that as someone new to Ketchikan, they have a lot to absorb about the town's history. McCormick is in a master's program at the University of Denver, studying museum and heritage studies. For their thesis, they chose to focus on decolonizing museum practices. But what does it mean to decolonize a museum? McCormick explains.
A lot of times, ancestors and belongings end up in museums, and they have been viewed in ways that are colonial, that are from a settler's perspective and are about subjecting people to views and treatment that they would not have for themselves, and really not having them represent themselves or have a say in the way that their belongings or ancestors or property are treated.
Their work in Ketchikan is about totem poles and how they're presented at the museum.
Totem poles have always been this big subject of fascination for non-Native audiences.
Through the end of August, McCormick says they're figuring out how to best represent the poles and the people that built them.
What I'm doing at the Totem Heritage Center for the project that I'm working on is really just trying to get back into all of the history and documentation that we have for as many of the poles as possible, to find as much information about how they got to the Heritage Center and whose property they are, whose clan property they are, and what is the best way to represent that or to view that. I'm kind of in the beginning stages of it now.
Irene Dundas is the cultural heritage specialist for Ketchikan's federally recognized tribe. She's also worked as a repatriation program manager for Cape Fox Corporation. She says the local museum's collection is beautiful, and that the center has done a fair job with their collections of Native items over the years, although there have been good and bad.
I guess maybe, if anything, it would be great if there was more space for them, so they're not, confined in some of those. I think some of them are underneath the building. There are some elevated inside, rooms off to the side. I think they need a bigger space.
Anita Maxwell, the Tongass Historical Museum's director, says that a few poles are stored within the building because they're too fragile to be exhibited. Others are cared for in the building's lower levels due to lack of space. Dundas also says it's a little awkward that the city of Ketchikan manages the Totem Heritage Center and operates cultural classes there, which in turn houses clan property.
I understand that there's probably a Native board that governs that facility, but I also feel like I wish it was our own entity. That's just me. That's my opinion.
The center does have an advisory committee that includes prominent local Native artists and leaders. Dundas says she's visited many of the biggest museums in the Lower 48. She's noticed that sometimes there isn't anything representing current Indigenous lifestyles or traditions and values included in the exhibits.
I think where it looks really historic, it looks like, are we even there? Are we still around?
Dundas also thinks museums don't always do a good job telling a complete story when it comes to Native history.
Some of it, I feel like some museums don't tell the good, the bad, and the ugly. There's not the story of how the kids were beaten in schools, when they tried to educate them.
She says history has embedded a lot of trauma in Indigenous people, stemming from boarding schools, disease, Western education, and Christianity. To start to heal from that, Dundas says there needs to be a way to reconnect with the pieces in the museums. Not just a small corner of the building, but in a bigger way. How museums operate could be a key player in that process.
Because I think there's a bigger healing process than just, leaving it up to the tribes and Native corporations to try to, to provide services so that, we could heal. Like, we need full connection to everything, to all the processes and all the healing ceremonies and safe spaces and places to heal and to reconnect.
After McCormick completes their internship at the center, they're off to Santa Fe, New Mexico, to continue work on their thesis. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Reagan Miller.